What were you watching this weekend? Any new shows? Any old shows?
What did I finished Big Mouth.
Yeah, is that Withers
Tremendous.
ended?
Tremendous. My stamp of approval. Just, you talk about a show with absolutely no boundaries. Like, my God. There's stuff in there that's like, man, oh man, I can't believe they did that. And then, like, as you're thinking that, the character itself, like, I know you're thinking, you can't believe we did that. I was like, yeah, I was thinking that shit.
Get out of my head.
Yeah, like, there's like a decapitated head that gets skull fucked by the hormone monster. There's a lot going on. Duke Ellington's spirit is a like a guidance counselor for one of the kids. It's all tremendous.
Yeah, I might. I don't know why I've put it off for a while. It sounds like it needs to be watched.
Yeah, it's I'd watch it with the missus. There's stuff about like woman's first period. It's stuff for the ladies too. They respect ladies.
Well,
Relatable content.
that's always good. You
Yeah.
gotta respect the ladies.
Heck yeah.
I've since like Saturday, I've just been watching a show I'd be shocked if you'd ever even heard of.
Is it Peaky Blinders?
Yes. No, way whiter than that.
Oh boy.
Gossip Girl?
Oh, heavens no.
Have you even heard of it?
I know of it, but yeah, I'm proud to say I've never seen a single second.
Like, I would just walk by the couch and my girlfriend was watching it. And there's one dude on there. He's like the perfect, like, he's like an amalgam of every, like, white, rich douchebag that's ever lived.
Sure.
And it's just all in his face. And it's potentially, like, the most punchable face of all time.
More punchable than Joffrey?
Yeah.
Oh boy.
This, do you know who Robert Pattinson is?
I don't. I'm going to look him up. Pattinson?
He's not in this show, but
Oh.
he was, I was going to use him as a reference point. He was in all those vampire movies.
Okay, yeah, I've seen his face. Very punchable, yes.
It's like if that guy's face, if you turned up the punchability like 15 to 25%.
What's his name? Or what's his name on the show?
That's a good question. That's the thing, like I've watched, like I she was watching like the last season, so I watched that through, and then I was like, I'm gonna start this from the beginning because I want to know everything about these people, and I've
Actually,
known.
I just typed in Gossip Girl dude. It's three faces here, all punchable. So I'm just going to assume it's all three of these guys.
One of them, the one who looks most like Robert Pattinson.
Got you. Okay.
Have you narrowed it down to that fellow?
Yep.
One of the all-time punchable faces.
I think Joffrey's ahead of him, but yes, a punchable face.
Like the last season, he was a fine guy, but I was like, I don't like the look of this guy's face. And at season one, he's the worst. Yeah, absolute worst.
It's one of those shows I know I can never watch because, like, I would watch 2 seconds of it with somebody who was watching, and they'd be like all in, and I start cracking jokes in the 2 episodes, and I was like, "Bitch, can you believe that Johnny took Suzanne out? Oh my God!"
That's pretty much exactly what like I'm still cracking jokes, but like I'm very much watching it. Like I've been watching it today, like while I've been like writing stuff, and I've just been texting. Like I've been here by myself. Chino doesn't understand like the plot lines.
Give him some credit. He's more of a comedy guy. I get it.
Yeah, he's like, let me know when something else comes on.
It's slapstick guy.
Yeah. Big Chris Farley fan. And
You know,
yeah.
it's bad on a show like when your old lady like gets up to go to the bathroom or something and comes back and asks what happened and you know exactly what happened. That's how you know you're in too deep. That's how you know, like, you're like, oh no, I didn't even realize I was paying that much attention. She
Yeah.
tried out for the cheerleading squad, but she didn't get it. But let me tell you why she didn't get it. And then you just go into that. That's when you know you're like, oh no, I'm in now.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. It happened before with Gilmore Girls, which is not the same show.
Lot of G Girl show. They're just gorgeous girl coming up next.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they were both on the same network too when they were on TV.
Of course.
And that's why I thought they were the same show all these years, and they are very much not. Completely different shows.
I learned so much here.
Yeah, about things you'll never watch.
Correct.
But yeah, I've got to be completely honest. I don't. I say, you know what it was? I saw Slimmy was watching it. I don't know with who, but he was watching it like a week or two ago. I was like, if Slimmy's watching it, there's got to be something in here. And I mean, it's kind of like Entourage in the sense where they're just a bunch of rich people doing dope shit every once in a while. So it's got that to it.
Okay.
And I'm going to be honest, I'm surprised more shows don't just steal that formula. Like, that's why we watch Ballers.
Well, yeah, I'm amazed Roseanne's coming back. Watching poor people do stuff is not fun. It was never fun. Being poor is not fun.
Yeah, I've lived that. I don't need to watch that.
I just say, yeah, like, what the fuck? I want to watch The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Like, what happened? How did they wrap up last episode's plot? Oh, yeah, they're rich. That's what happened. Will was just in jail. They're rich. Oh, well, fair.
Like, imagine if Game of Thrones was, like, you never saw the nobility. You only saw, like, the poor people. That show would have been off air years ago.
Yeah, it would have stunk.
Much like those pores.
I was like, yeah, the only way you can be poor on a show is if it's animated and they can just make you do, like, unreal shit.
Yeah, The Simpsons.
I don't know. Homer was holding it down as a one-income family.
A one-income family that, I mean, Marge had to go to the mob to get a loan. And Homer, the very first episode, for some reason, he didn't get his Christmas bonus, which came December 24th, and he hadn't bought a single present for anyone before that point in time.
Me. I am Homer Simpson.
It's true. You have had many careers in your life.
I wear white polos and blue slacks. It's true.
You want to talk about a look. You talk Homer J.
I was like, Homer J had fits before fits were fits.
When he was a country singer's manager, and he just put on a top hat and like a white jacket.
It was like a bolo tie. It's just it just translates, man. Maybe I'll just go back. I keep looking for a new show. I did start watching, it's like a drug lord show on Netflix. But I don't know. Like, the first one was Escobar. I feel like I've seen everything it is on Escobar. The second was, like, Frank Lucas. It's like, okay, like, these guys sold a lot of drugs, made a lot of money. I went to sleep on both of them. They were fine, but, I don't know, it just makes me feel like I missed my calling, man. More regret than anything.
I was talking to one of my friends the other day. Like, do you know Silk Road?
No.
Silk Road was like the most well-known dark web website of all time.
Oh boy.
It was the website where you could like buy drugs and someone would
get kidneys and shit, right?
Yeah.
I know I didn't know it's called Silk, but yeah, I'm familiar. Yeah.
Silk Road was like a thing that existed like while I was in college and I didn't find out about it until it got shut down. I was so upset.
Oh man. Imagine you could just drink all you want. But I got another liver coming in Thursday. Don't worry.
Well, I was like, there were so many nights where it would be like right before Thanksgiving break, like other, like your dealer would just like go home and it'd be like, oh, it's dry on campus. I'd love to smoke right now. And I could just like open my computer and ordered.
www.
Yeah.
Silk Road /drugs.
But like they had like rating, like it was like Uber, like you like, oh, this is a 5.0 weed deal. Like,
man, that shit was some gas, man. 5 stars.
But I'm just shocked, I guess, because I don't know if that guy's like gone through, because they caught him. They caught him at like a public library, the guy who like owned the site. Mm-hmm. Like the story of how they caught him was crazy. Like,
Is there a documentary on that? I'd watch that.
That's what I'm saying. There's no documentary. Or like Facebook's got a goddamn movie. I don't give a fuck about the Facebook movie. Give me the Silk Road movie.
It's got to be one of those things where it's like people have tried to just get shut down because people are like, no. If you saw how easy it was to start this, you'd. His picture right now, his Wikipedia picture is his passport photo, which is never a good sign.
Oh. No, that's like the guy who, like Julian Assange. Like, I feel like his only picture is right. Like, it's like a picture that, like, from a 7-Eleven, like, security camera. Like, that's the only time he's ever been seen.
He's got like an oversized sweatshirt and hat on. Glass. Well, we think this is Julian Assange.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, nah. I'm sure. Oh, wait. See, also, Deep Web. Oh, somebody did do a 2015 documentary about it.
About Silk Road or just the Deep Web?
I see. Chronicling events surrounding Silk Road, Bitcoin, and politics of the dark web. This is 2015. Somebody was ahead of the curve. Narrated by Keanu Reeves.
Okay.
Premiered at South by Southwest, aired on the Epix Network. Deep Web. Looks like I've got my next viewing.
Oh, yeah.
I'll probably just go back to Drug Lords and finish watching the Frank Lucas store.
Things you already know.
But, yep, he sold a lot of drugs. It's true. Matt had a lot of money. He got caught. Wow.
This is, like, where Bitcoin was, like, really, like, where they cut their teeth. Because, like, supposedly, like, untraceable currency. So that's how people were just, like, people were using, like, Bitcoin, like, one-to-one with, like, the U.S. dollar. So if anyone's...
sure.
If anyone just has those Bitcoins right now, they're worth, like, millions of dollars.
But yeah, man. I was looking to buy an extra esophagus online. My internet went out. The deal never went through. I just sat on the 500 Bitcoins. Now I'm a trillionaire.
Yeah, let's see. Right, so one guy's already got 10 years. Other people have been getting 5 years in prison. There have been over 130 other arrests connected with Silk Road.
Yikes.
Yeah, that's tough.
Silk Road's a good name.
It's real strong. Real strong name.
Good name.
In March 2013, the site had 10,000 products for sale. 70% of which were drugs.
Just 70, huh? The guy that started is like, it's not what I imagined, but we'll work our way up.
Yeah, there was, and I like how they had like a code of ethics too. They were like, we're not going to sell child pornography. Like, good for you guys.
Yeah, I was going to say, what's illegal about this? I fuck with it. Guy wants a little coke, he don't want to leave his house. What's the beef? I know the thing is, there's got to be sites now, like, they're just so hidden that you could literally probably get anything you've ever wanted.
Oh, I'm certain of it. There's like a whole different, like I log on like Google Chrome. Like, there's a whole different like thing that people use to get onto the internet that I'm just not privy to. I don't know that world at all, and it's one of the black marks on my life.
I don't know. It's a slippery slope, man.
Yeah.
They prohibited child pornography, stolen credit cards, assassinations, and weapons of any type. That feels fair. Feels like a strong four. Like, if I was going to block four things, I think child porn and murder would be up there. Stolen credit card. I'd need to know who you stole it from.
Like, right.
If you're Robin Hood, I might allow it. Weapons of any type, I could see, but it's such a slippery slope, I can also see just not wanting anything to do with it. So I... like the preparation of these guys, Jib.
I like how assassinations were out, but like regular murder was on the table.
But no, he's not famous. Oh, okay. Well, I'll kill his ass, no problem.
Yeah, it's like, hey, fine.
I want my ex dead, not CEO. Yeah. They also sold apparel, art, books, cigarettes, erotica, jewelry, and writing services. Maybe I might need some Silk Road cigarettes.
Those are the real deal. Those come straight from Shelby Corp.
I smoked a cigarette this week. I felt so cool.
Did you actually, or was this a bit?
No, I actually smoked a cigarette this week. It was tremendous.
No, it wasn't. There's it no was. Way.
I felt so cool.
You definitely feel cool, but how did your mouth taste?
Oh, like I just licked like the bottom of a dumpster. I was like, oh yeah, I see why I don't do this and never really did this regularly. I was at a bar, so I was like, you want to split a cigarette? I'm like, yeah, I do, respectable lady.
I remember, like, first month of college, when I was drunk, I would just take a cigarette from someone and smoke it. But when I was sober, I would just walk around one, tucked behind the ear.
True.
And that got me so, like, I would get a new one every day because I'd always trade it for something.
The original Bitcoin, yeah.
Pretty much. Like, Sitcoin. I was getting, like, extra, like, food from the dude who did stir fry. Like, I was getting all sorts. Doors were opening that didn't open for non-cigarette smokers. Like, it was quite the life.
With this Lucy that's been in my hair and I've been sweating on all day. Yes, give it to me.
Yeah, that's great. In all honesty, if you're going to smoke a cigarette, a little bit of hair grease is not the least of your problem.
Yeah, beggars can't be choosers. You're right. I don't even know what kind of cigarette it was. Some brand. I was like, I've never heard of this. I'm gonna smoke it though. Felt like a Shelby, man.
Proud of you. Proud of you for getting into cigarettes.
Thanks, Fran.
We're the only podcast who's pro cigarette smoking.
I can't wait till Silk Road shuts us down. The government shuts us down. Or pro big cigar shuts us down.
That's too risky of a word for me to say.
I'll just say I wouldn't risk it.
Carl Anthony Towns is someone just added us with this little tidbit. Carl Anthony Towns is on pace to be the third player in NBA history to average 20 points and 12 rebounds twice through age 22.
He must have had, 11 rebounds his rookie year? I bet he's probably under 18 points.
Yeah, definitely wasn't 20 points.
Let's see. Okay, yeah, he was at 18 and 10.5 his rookie year. Bum.
I'm shocked he's still in the league.
But he shot 34% from three. How did this guy even get a second year? You talk about declining the deal or declining the option.
You know the other players with two?
It's a before year what?
22.
Shaq.
Yep.
And I was going to say David Robinson, but he didn't play until he was 38. So I'm going to go Shaq and Elton Brand.
It's not Elton Brand. Do you want a hint?
Yes.
He's a close personal friend of ours.
Mike Conley averaged 12 boards?
At age 23. He didn't make the cutoff for 22.
Is it Spencey?
It is.
I was thinking Kareem. I was like, yeah, they couldn't play if they were 25. Must have been Spencey.
The Hayman and Shaq and Carl.
Good company.
Is it?
Hmm.
It used to be until Carl got in there.
I was gonna say, yeah, the guy shooting threes. Yuck. Imagine if he just never shot three. Like, it'd just be 20-12 and 60% from the field.
Yeah.
The bum. Yeah.
Not great.
I'm just so happy he's not jumping on everything at defense. I feel like they've been on... I feel like I've watched them a lot lately, but I feel like they've been on TV a lot lately.
Yeah, they have.
Yeah, and I just like see like somebody goes and he just doesn't jump anymore. I was like, oh my God, this might not be a hot streak of defense. He might have learned. I don't have to block every single shot.
He did fix that, but one thing, LaVine got the ball and was wide open, and Kyle just sprinted directly at him, like zero body control, just like a legitimate bull charging a matador. And LaVine, that was when he got like his ridiculous dunk in that game.
Well, yeah, he's not perfect.
No, like LaVine didn't even up fake. He just kind of stood there and waited.
Tibbs was looking right at him like, whoop, that's five field goals next game.
And I saw some people who I know hadn't been watching the game before then, and they immediately were just like, oh, there's that classic Carl defense. I'm like, he's part of the reason they're in this game. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, no, he's like, the defense he's playing now, it's effective. It's not gif-able, though. He's got to, like, send some shots out of bounds before people start to believe. He's either got to play this type of defense for, like, 6 years or block a few shots. Would it kill you, Carl?
He's going to start blocking shots, and it's going to be like, oh, well, he didn't keep it in bounds for his team. Like, that's just another possession for that team.
He's going to start blocking the shot, and it's going to go on the other basket for a block for him and also a three-point basket show off.
There he goes. This guy just only cares about offense. What a bum. But did you happen to see – we're going to read the ads, but did you happen to see the what if you woke up tomorrow and it was 1918, what would you do question?
I did.
All right. Well, that's what we're going to talk about. Okay. Because I feel like you'd have a very different answer than me.
Well, with any of those questions, you'd have to like understand. I'd be dead, right? I'd be some sort of indentured slaving or hanging from a tree. That's what I'd be doing. The answer I chose to tweet was sell my body. It feels fair.
It's like I'd be pants shittingly terrified until they found me is what.
Yes, yeah, so they would catch me selling dick, and then I'd be ran out of town on a rail. Those are my two options.
Well, one of them's not a terrible one, but
I agree. Selling dick makes the ends meet, man. I don't tell you.
Always has, always will.
Correct. The oldest profession.
It's like, I feel like I would just go back and be the best three sport athlete the world's ever seen.
Just three?
I gotta have time to also sell dick.
Fair. I was gonna say you also have time to also be a milkman, but maybe you could do all five.
Yeah, I mean, I gotta make money on top of being this great athlete.
You're a Cy Young winning pitcher. You average 15-15 in the NBA. You're the best tight end the game is, or split end. It wasn't even a tight end back then. It was just a split end. And you also sell dick and run a corner store.
To make ends meet.
You combined salaries like $42,000, all five jobs.
But $42,000 then is like top five, like earning in the world.
It's like 8 billion bitcoins. I'm not explaining Bitcoin to like, I don't know, somebody, Roy Campanella.
The Rockefellers.
Yes, no. The dollar you're holding means absolutely nothing. You have to put it into a computer first, and you see a hand shoot up. I'll explain what a computer is later, and the hand just slowly goes down.
Yeah, I was trying to think, like, go back in time and invent the computer. I was like, I don't know how to do that. Like, what am I talking about?
Yeah, no. I'd sell my body or... Yeah, I don't know. It's really the only thing I've ever wanted to do. Drug lord.
Yeah, that was the other thing, like, just find the Kennedys, because they weren't anything yet.
Yeah, no, just leg boots.
Right, yeah, the Kennedys were, like, 10 years out from getting the vast majority of their fortunes, so, like, if I could have just been cool with them.
Even then, yeah, I was going to say, even better, just be, like, the plug, just know whoever they met, just get, like, 10% off the top for finder's fee, and just live off that.
Yeah, and I'd own, like, most of the world today.
Yeah, I don't touch any of the boots. It's layman's work.
I feel like trains were still getting robbed by like people with bandanas on horseback, like routinely then.
Oh yeah. That seemed to be banks. Banks had to have been getting robbed left and right. You just tie a horse up outside and walk in with like the black Zorro mask on and just nobody knows what's up.
Yeah.
Scott and Mass wants to make a withdrawal.
Oh, good. He brought his own burlap sack with a dollar sign pointed at that.
This guy's a recycler. I like it.
Yeah. We've been running low. That makes my job easier.
How much money did they possibly have in the bank back then?
And then, like, if Peaky Blinders is to be believed, it feels like forgery would have been super easy. So why even go through the process of robbing a bank.
I feel like the move then, like, if they just kept all their money in a safe, can you just get a job at the safe, like, there for, like, 2 weeks? Just clean the safe out? It felt very easy.
Yeah, and, like, cameras weren't a thing. There was no...
Yeah, no GPS. They'd be like, yeah, if he's inside Small Heath, we'll find it. Yeah, I'd go to Big Heath, and they'd never find me.
It's preposterous. I don't know how modern criminals stay ahead of the times. It seems almost impossible.
That's, yeah, like the Silk Road guys, like, man, if I was born 200 years ago, you all would just never catch me. What was the year? 18 or 1918?
Yeah, 100 years ago.
Let's see. What were the top professions in 1918? Like, put horseshoes on horses?
Probably, like, build the Empire State Building.
Eat lunch on a high wire. It was like a profession. The McMahon would have been SOL.
I wouldn't have done well.
Candy maker was a big thing in 1919.
I could get down with that.
Cigar. I could roll cigars.
Yeah.
Let's see. Clothing. A lot of clothing because, yeah. There's no department stores. You just had to go and buy your own fabric and make it mine coal. You could mine some coal. Farm laborer. Furniture industry. Yeah, I feel like furniture was huge back in the 1900s. Hosiery. The hosiery and underwear industry, also massive.
Haberdashery must have been just bonking.
It was either that or like lawyer. It was like, yeah, what are you doing at Harvard Law School? Yeah, my dad was a milkman, and I'm a lawyer now. There was no in-between. There was no middle class.
Ballins was talking about, like, the other day, he was like, if you went back in time, I think it was like 200 years, like, do you feel confident you'd be the best doctor in the world?
You'd have to be, yeah?
Well, like, the best doctor in the world back then was just a St. Bernard with, like, a wooden jug around its neck filled with whiskey. Like, that was the world's top physician.
Well, his assistant, though, was, like, an old white man in an overcoat with a thick mustache and a saw for any amputations he had to do. And a pencil. You bite down on the pencil, and he just saws your leg off.
Yeah, to be fair, pencils back then were just broken off, like, tree branches. So they were sturdy enough.
That paper wasn't invented until 1928, so I don't know what you're doing with that. The thing I wanted to see, I was like, I wanted to see more women answer back then, but I feel like the only options they had were like teacher and nurse. Like, if you had a job at all, I feel like back then you were, or rabble rouser.
Yeah, I can't imagine they were allowed to teach in 1918.
Oof, I feel like it was a new thing.
I feel like they could teach if it was one of those schools that was directly attached to a church.
Here we go. Oh, in California, 1911 and 12, kindergarten teacher salaries was 100% women, of course. And the salary was... Why is this sideways? I don't want to turn my head. In Fresno... Holy smoke, they were making... Am I reading this right? In Los Angeles in 1911, teachers made $156,000? This can't be right.
That's got to be... Like, all of the teachers combined.
All 156,000?
Yeah.
In Fresno, like they made 1,500. Los Angeles, 156 grand. Location,
honey, can we
location, just, location.
Can we please just move north for like 2 years? Like, that's it.
I don't know. My family's here, and mom's got diphtheria. We may never see her again. We can make $155,000 more. In 1912, it jumped from 156 to 176. Kids are smart as shit out there.
I'm willing to say the teachers' union was smart as shit. I don't know if the kids learned anything.
Oh, okay, here we go. That's total funds, including balance on hand receipt from all sources. The average annual salary, here we go, $675.
That sounds more
there
like
we
it.
Go.
So I was right. It was just all of the teachers were making that.
Well, in Alameda, it was $1,100. So I don't know what the hell they had going on in Alameda.
That's where the top schools were of the day.
It was just one school. But yeah, like somebody just sneezes back then. They're like, no, you're not dying. You're fine. And they're like, thank you, doctor. My tooth fell out. You might want to brush those once a week. Oh, my God. He's got all the answers. Adam Silver is just every doctor back then.
Yeah. I mean, I've had that problem this year, so I don't.
Fair. Uh-oh.
Oh, no. What happened?
Oh, no, I thought you were like Chino bust through the wall or something.
He's barking at nothing out there, which is always a good sign.
Sure.
He's been relatively good. Sauntering over to me now.
I was gonna say he's got some bad news to tell you.
Went directly into his bed and is now just laying and staring at me.
He's whooped. I've been licking my balls all day. I'm whooped.
Yeah, no one's got a tougher life. God damn. But yeah, that was talking 1918. It just feels like it would be super easy to be the best human alive, given what we know now.
And I tell you, I would just be a music composer. Like, Quincy Jones just seems to have a pretty good go at it. just learn how to compose one instrument, and you just get to travel with any band ever. And
you
then,
could,
yeah,
now.
Huh?
You could do that now.
Yeah, but it's a lot of work, as people would say. Like back then, you just master the viola. You didn't have to be that good. But like I play a contemporary style, and they'd be like, "Oh, we love it." And just be Quincy Jones and just tell massive lies now.
Well, hold on now. We don't know for sure those are lies.
I read that interview, then I read another one. He did, I think last month, he had some good lies, and I don't know why that one didn't get traction. And he used to talk about how they used to travel up to Detroit in like whatever year and buy their dope directly from Malcolm X. And he's like, yeah, that's why I went to jail. And I just knew off the bat, I was like, one, that's not why Malcolm X went to jail. And I was like, I think he was already in jail by then. And so I checked. He was. So I was like, oh, no, Quincy. Now I don't know if I can believe anything.
Selling right out, right through the bars, just hand out the window.
Right through the burglar bars. What a guy. He was like, we'd see Malcolm X outside in a suit selling dope. And I was like, I don't think he was wearing a suit. Those are kind of two different Malcolm X's.
Yeah, he didn't say it was it was just a guy he knew named Malcolm X.
On X Street. Keep up.
There you go, throwing words in his mouth again, Withers. When will you learn?
Fair. He was just standing there watching Marlon Brando just give it to Richard Pryor, apparently. just beat those cakes relentlessly.
Imagine if Brando saw Lowry, he'd faint.
Oh, boy. He'd make him an offer he can't refuse.
I like how he was like, yeah, of course he had sex with Marlon Brando. He'd have sex with Brando. He'd have sex with a mailbox. Like, why are they on?
Hey, I've got some standards.
Yeah. Was the mail delivered already, or was it just an open flap of a box?
I was going to say, was like the thing raised? Was that consent for mailboxes? I don't know how that shit works.
I feel like back then they weren't even metal mailboxes. Like they were like someone built it in their own backyard.
Oh, yeah. It was easily handmade. You couldn't just go to Lowe's and get a mailbox. Mailbox maker, probably a good profession back then.
You made those and then birdhouses in your free time.
Yeah. Did you all have shop class in high school?
I'm pretty sure shop class has only existed in 90s sitcoms.
I was going to say, I remember thinking, I was like, man, I can't wait to get older and take shop class. And then I got there and like, no, what the fuck are you talking about? Sit down. Social studies. Where'd you get that hammer from? Get out of here. I've come to make a birdhouse.
Yeah, sir, please take off those goggles.
Yeah, I wanted like an old Wiley sub and a plaid shirt. To just teach us how to make things. Did not get it.
Yeah, that home ec. I didn't have home ec.
I did. I had home ec in middle school.
Lucky.
Home ec was lit. I was in home ec when I found out 9/11 happened. Speaking of old memories.
Speaking of lit.
Oh, boy. My quiche had just come out of the oven and.
Tower 7 collapsed.
I couldn't believe it.
That's
yeah. Home ec was dope as fuck.
All but one day. It sounds like it was just a hoot.
Well, even that day, because everybody was kind of crying and stuff, it was pretty much a day off. So even that day was not bad for Trilky. I got to perfect my my compote.
Yeah, I'm upset. The closest thing I had to home ec was like 10th grade chemistry class. We made. Like ice cream out of like rock salt and some other shit.
True.
Like I don't know how it worked still to this day, but it was cold and it tasted like ice cream, so it worked.
Science.
Yeah. Fucking craziness of science. But yeah, no home ec, no shop.
Yeah, I think that's why I thought I was like, oh yeah, home ec, like check that off the list. I can make a pie with my sweetie, like how they do on TV. And then in woodshop, I will make her a birdhouse. Apparently, people just take very good care of birds back then.
Yeah, now, good luck being a bird today.
Yeah, you talk about tough sledding.
Even in, like, Superbad, is that a movie you've seen?
I have seen Superbad.
Like, even in that, they have home ec. They're like seniors.
They did. That's why I was like, do we get it again? No, we had nothing close to home ec in high school.
I would have taken that in college. I don't know why.
I'll take it now. I remember I took like over summer, I took a cooking class. My dad was like, yeah, take this cooking class. It was a great way to meet the ladies. And I took it and it was all dudes because everybody was thinking the same exact thing. Not one lady in there.
All ladies like, yeah, we learned to cook from our mother. We don't need some random lady teaching us.
Yeah, is every woman like, no, it's going to be nothing but a filthy boys in there. You're taking a woodshop.
Yeah, the next generation of kids is just like women building like houses by themselves and guys just getting a nice stew going.
That's what I'm saying. Like, where is she at? I'll hold up my end of the bargain.
I'm pretty upset. I've never taken shop class now.
I'm just like sneak into a like adult like GED course doing home ec or shop class. I'm just gonna sneak in. Like I just want to build a birdhouse and have it collapse during the final.
I like every show. It's always a birdhouse too. No one's ever built anything else in shop.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. The bird population was through the roof in like 91.
Well, the bird homeless population, at least.
They couldn't have been. Not with all these birdhouses. 91, about 95, it was oversaturation. Too many birdhouses, and they went the other way.
It's like how Springfield used to have like gold-plated streets. That's what it was like for birds in the 90s. Now.
No, man, somebody just keeps dropping houses off. You can do whatever. You can wreck this house. There'll be another one tomorrow.
I would love to talk to someone who's taken shop and just ask, like, what, like, they just had to build, like, 4 birdhouses a semester. Like, what?
This one is also good.
Technically proficient. What was the translatable skill there? Like, birdhouses and human houses are nothing alike.
I mean, yeah, with that attitude, yeah.
I walk out onto my perch every day.
6 a.m. sharp.
Through a circular hole.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how they build them in Boston, but the houses here are similar.
I definitely didn't think I was going to wake up today and be upset I had never built a birdhouse in school.
And somebody always came in like the too fancy birdhouse.
Oh yeah, like double decker, like a porch.
Bird bath, a bird jacuzzi. And the teacher always had 4 fingers.
Oh yeah, it was a horrible accident back in 78.
Oh boy, it was blood everywhere.
He was doing a lot of LSD back then.
Who wasn't?
That's definitely part of it. They were just like, oh, we can't have all these 14-year-olds handling saws.
Right. Yeah, they just kill each other now. Like I'm going to saw your arm off, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, over something I read on the internet.
Yeah, I saw those tweets. I'm going to put a nail in your forehead.
I saw someone earlier today saying they wouldn't ever draft a prospect if they said their favorite player was Kobe Bryant. I actually feel the opposite on that.
You would only draft players?
Well, no, if they said that, I would probably be more – like, I feel like for as much as I hate Kobe, like, I feel like there are a lot of players in this next generation that are, like, really fucking good that all really like Kobe.
Who?
Like, half the people on the Celtics.
They lost yesterday. What are you getting at?
I feel like Durant was a pretty big Kobe guy.
I feel like Durant was an everybody guy.
That's possible. He didn't. He was like, he might still be really good by the time I hit free agency.
Yeah.
Westbrook, PG.
I get Westbrook. PG was like a Clippers and a Lakers fan. I don't know if I can trust his word on anything.
That's just being from LA, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, but even then, nobody in LA likes the Clippers. That's how I know I can't trust him.
Please don't disrespect Frankie Muniz on this or any podcast ever again.
Frank's a good guy. We're having lunch after this.
You better apologize.
It's us two and Billy Crystal. Penny Marshall couldn't make it.
Bill? Bill's not there?
Hey, Billy.
Noted Clippers fan?
Man, he left you guys high and dry.
Well, I'm shaking up about it.
You should be. He also said that the Cavaliers should have traded for Batum, which I don't know how that helps anyone at all.
I saw someone just kept digging through his old takes, and he had one from like 2 years ago that's like, AOL's back. Like,
that, and he was like, I listened to the trade dead. I normally don't even listen to him for that reason, but I wanted to hear all the trade deadline takes I could. And he was like, I know before the draft, he was like, well, yeah, Lonzo, he's a guy that LeBron can come with in playoff. And now he's like, if LeBron comes there, they can move Lonzo. No question. No doubt about it.
He's got some wild takes. I'm sure he thinks Jalen's good now.
Well, yeah, if Paul Pierce was born 8 years later, he'd actually be LeBron James.
That was preposterous. That was absolutely preposterous.
Also, he didn't play in 1944. What the fuck are you talking about? Like,
he was going head-to-head with LeBron. I watched right. it. I saw it.
But if he came along later, he's not even in the Hall of Fame yet because he hasn't been retired long enough. Like, if he wanted to do these things, he could have done them.
He was drafted a whole, like, 5 years before LeBron. Like, I don't know.
He was in, what, like, the same class as Dirk? Like, people from his class are still playing. He's talking about him like he's fucking Pistol Pete.
Look, man, if Paul Pierce were 8 right now, and whatever future of basketball beholds, boy howdy.
I think even better was, like, I quoted that laughing, and people were like, hey, man, he averaged 25 a couple of times. I was like, yeah, Monte Ellis did too. Like, nobody's giving him the benefit of that doubt.
Yeah, I did. Because I made fun of it, because I need to, like, be like, look, not all Celtics fans think like this.
Oh, but they do.
Most do, but not all of us.
80-85% max.
Yeah. And I had people legitimately being like, well, this 1 year he put up this, this, and this. And it's like, oh, that's the year we won 13 games. I don't know if this is this is the year we should be using in this argument.
Well, yeah, that's your point. Also don't like I've never even really had much of a problem with Paul Pierce until lately. People are just acting like he carried scrubs. I'm like, you're not gonna disrespect Antoine Walker. You just will not.
See that I think those couldn't be Celtics fans.
Can't they be. Good Lord, I'd hope not.
Like, I still see Antoine 8 jerseys all the time. There's like that. Right, I have one. You can't not be a Celtics fan. Although, that's the other part. There were a lot of Celtics fans that were born in 2007. Like, their birth certificate says, like, 1993, but they weren't Celtics fans until 2007.
Fair.
So it is what it is.
It was I saw some, like, it was HP basketball. I was like, Pierce was the best player on that championship team. And I was like, I just don't think that's true. He was a good player on that championship team. I won't argue. But the best, I just don't think that's true.
I think he was, I don't know how to phrase this.
A person?
It's like, it's like the best versus most important argument.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think you could argue Garnett wasn't the most important.
Mm-hmm.
But then Garnett did things like miss those free throws in game 5 that would have just like ended it then.
Yeah, but he also didn't shit himself and have to be taken out in a wheelchair.
Yeah, but what happened after he shit himself, Tyler? He came in, hit immediately 2 threes, game was over.
I don't say I didn't. I was laughing too hard. I didn't even know he came back.
Oh, he came back all right.
Changed his drawer, changed his Tommy John's, and came back. Listen,
when sometimes a shit just hits you out of nowhere, like we've all been there. Don't act all high and mighty.
Oh no, I'm not looking down upon anyone from top of Mount Pius. Oh no,
and I see a lot of people get real offended. Like Paul Pierce is like he had a great career. Like he,
I would agree. Mm-hmm.
He might be like the Isaac Bruce of small forwards, because like he retired with like, I think he was like third in 3-pointers when he retired. He's probably still there.
Among Celtics.
No, he's top 5 threes made. Period. Point blank.
I'll be damned.
Well, no one else was taking them.
That's not what Billy Boy said.
Yeah, that was a big flaw to his argument. Pierce during like the whole Ray Allen era, like Ray would be like first in the league in threes made. Pierce would be like second or third, like always.
So I'm looking right now. Okay, Jason Terry is third all time. I had no idea. Holy smokes. Steph is seventh. God damn.
Right, yeah. He'll get there by like March.
He's like at that point where like his next 200 threes, he's passing everyone.
Yeah.
Jamal Crawford is sixth. Good lord.
Where's Pierce? Like fifth?
Fifth, right behind Kyle Korver.
Okay, I think Korver passed him like at the end of last year.
I'll say that had to have been recent, so yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, Pierce retired. I think Terry's still playing. I think he might have been ahead of Terry for a second.
Terry's like 100 something ahead, but he is he's still on a roster. Jamal Crawford's 20 behind him, so Pierce is about to get washed, move the fuck out.
But when he retired, he was top five.
I didn't know that. I thought he played on one of those Olympic teams.
Just a world championship team.
And they stunk.
Oh yeah.
PU. They got one second team. He's not my modern day LeBron James, Billy.
He was like, this is what a prime Pierce year would look like now. 29, 9, and 8. Like, why was he averaging way more rebounds and assists than he ever?
Right. Yeah. What does that have to do with anything? He's getting to the line 15 times.
Yeah. Shooting like 15, or shooting like 50, 50, 99. Like, somehow he's a much better free throw shooter, too.
JR is 12th all time. I have no idea. I clearly haven't paid enough attention to the 3-point list. The all-time leader in the ABA has 794, which would be
me.
Huh?
Yeah, it's me.
Yeah, you're one right behind Robert Horry, 159th all time.
Here's the thing, like in Boston while Pierce was in his prime, like I used to argue with people because they didn't think he was top 10 in the league, like while he was here.
Now everybody loves him.
Right, and like I'm okay with him finally getting some credit, but like, I don't want to, like Rondo got his history rewritten the opposite way, and Pierce is getting it rewritten in a positive light, which I don't really have a problem with, but I mean, people are getting real mad about how other people are talking about him, and I didn't, there was a month where Paul Pierce beat LeBron and then beat Kobe for a finals MVP. Like, I'm good with that.
It's true. It's, a fine legacy to leave. And shit his pants in the middle of those.
It was towards the end, pal, all right?
The compliment sandwich.
But yeah, like, that Celtics, that's the thing. People are trying to call that one title a dynasty. Like, that's not how that works.
Yeah, no. Again, it's fine. But yeah, if we're going one title, Dirk's felt more impressive. Not that it's like a Olympics, but yeah, he was Thaddeus Young with better teammates. Thad Young's a fine player. There's no shame in that.
That Celtics big three is just it's a big question mark because KG gets hurt in a fucking January game in Utah in year two. And
we should have known Tibbs was going to stink.
And then shit hit the fan, and we had Glenn Davis starting against Dwight Howard. Somehow that didn't work.
Glenn, big baby Davis.
It wasn't even. He was covering Rashard Lewis, like steroid Rashard Lewis.
And then Orlando was like, yeah, let's sign that guy. He did a horrible job. Let's sign him. I'm still looking at the – actually, Kevin Durant is 35th all-time in threes. That just seems ridiculously low.
Yeah, I was about to say, I'm surprised he's not right behind Steph.
That's what I'm saying. I thought he'd be in the – yeah, he's 30. He's between J.J. Redick and Thunder Dan Marley.
How many is he behind? Like 20th, though. Like, is that like next week?
Let's see. No, he's like he's at 1381. 20th is Mike Miller, 1590. So he's like a couple hundred. Like, he's much lower than I thought he would be.
Yeah, that's pretty shocking.
Jesus, yeah, I guess because just in Golden State, he actually gets the ball to take more than five threes a game.
Who knows? It's one of life's great mysteries.
It's true. Well, Paul Pierce was born 11 months later. Then.
I mean, maybe Bill was right. Maybe he is Kevin Durant. Durant's that far behind him.
Lillard's 60th already. He's already ahead of Deron Williams.
I was thinking about D. Will while I was watching this Cavs game because he was on them last year.
Oh, yeah, and now I have no idea where that guy is.
Oh, neither does he.
Holy smoke. I don't know. Maybe the Cavs win two games against the Warriors. Like, they've just got people that just literally out of the league last year. They might win a frisky two.
I don't think they will.
I don't know, man.
Well, I do. No. It's, yeah, I just, like, the whole Pierce conversation was just frustrating to watch because, like, that, like I said, there are people who get mad at the people like you who are just, like, having fun with it. And then the people who get mad are like, well, what about that time he said he called game when he beat Toronto? Like, that.
Yeah, that's your go-to?
Right. Like, if your go-tos aren't the time he's, like, talking shit to Al Harrington and, like, they're about to just, like, trade blows and he just drains a three in his face, or the comeback against the Nets, or the comeback against the Lakers. Like, I don't really want to hear too much.
I think it's because, like, the lows with Pierce are so low. Like, just, like, the compilations of him just getting, like, broken to the ground by crossovers, the wheelchair, and then the Draymond thing. Like, the lows are so low. Like, yeah, he averaged 25, 6, and 6 and made second all-team, but, man, Draymond Green ate his ass up in, like, 9 seconds while he was on the bench. The lows are so low.
The Draymond thing bothers me exactly zero.
It shouldn't. It was just, I don't know. I think if Pierce just kept talking through it, I think that's what made it so bad. He just, like, shut up completely.
I mean, he was on the bench. He was sleepy. He's like, I don't want to be here either. Like, I know you don't want to play the Clippers, but.
If he was like, yeah, you think you Kobe? Like, even if he responded, yeah, I'm better than Kobe. I would like that more. He was just like, yeah, I do think I'm Kobe.
The Dre, like, anything that happened on the Clippers or the Wizards or.
Even the Nets. Like, what memorable moments did he have on the Nets outside of getting just broken down repeatedly off the dribble? And getting traded. Like, yeah, that was his. They should have put. Don't retire 34. Retire, like, those three first-round picks he got y'all.
Oh, they'll all get retired. Don't worry.
No, just retire, like, yeah, Pierce and three in Roman numerals. Because 34 is too good of a number to give up. You're already running low.
We've given up much better numbers than 34.
I don't disagree. But 34, oh yeah, the stabbing thing. I forgot about that. That was also a really low, getting stabbed nearly to death.
It's tough to get lower than that.
I think I'd agree.
But it's also like, I don't know, 50 Cent's famous because he got shot and didn't die. I feel like Pierce deserves a little bit of credit.
Fair. I'm trying to think, like, what that was. So that was 2000. That was his second year, right before his second year in the league. So that would be like if who's last year's number one pick? Like, yeah, he just got stabbed. He might die.
Last year's like number 10 pick.
That's what I'm trying to figure out now because I have no idea. Last year's, well, this year was Zach Collins. But it had to be, like, it had to be somebody that had, like, a solid year because he had, like, a solid rookie year.
Oh, yeah.
Like, last year's number 10 pick was Thon. Like, he didn't have a solid enough year, I don't think, to. Like, it'd still be big news if Thon Maker was stabbed nearly to death.
I think we'd talk about it.
Okay, year before, I think the closest, like, Booker or something, like, somebody had, like, a solid rookie year, like, oh, yeah, he's going to be pretty good. Yeah, just stabbed, like, a month before the season starts.
And missed zero games.
Yeah, I was like, he played 73, but yeah, he like stabbed. It was fine. Sprained my ankle though. It was a bitch.
Yeah, That's the weirdest part. Like, people, sometimes we get so mad about the wheelchair thing. Like, we didn't lose that game. We didn't lose that series. I don't know why. Like, that's funny. It's a funny fucking thing that happened.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, like, yeah, you should love that being brought up. Like, if that was the finals you lost, then maybe not. But it wasn't. So, yeah, that would... Like, how's there not been, like, a ring photoshopped on him squealing in the wheelchair? That would just be, like, a pretty easy way to shut this down, though.
Right, and, like, I saw Bulls fans... Like, this is the thing about Paul Pierce. Like, everyone just hates Kobe, and then Lakers fans love him. Like, that's no fun. Like, that's just, that's too easy to be on one side or the other.
Correct.
With Pierce fans, it's like, Knicks fans really hate him. Raptors fans really hate him. Hawks fans really hate him.
And both of them? Like, both Hawks fans hate Paul Pierce?
Yeah. Like, one of them was Al Horford, and now he just plays a team that used to get beat by him every year.
It was just mutual respect.
But it's like these random pocket Pacers fans really hate him. Like, there's just these random pockets, and then like Mavericks fans like don't give a fuck. Like, they don't care.
Paul Pierce, he retired? Wow.
They're like, oh, we feel like we probably won that draft. Like,
fair.
Pierce was talking about it. If we had gotten Durant in that 07 draft, he was going to ask for a trade to Dallas.
Oh, boy.
What would that have that team? Would they have won more or less than the one titles they won?
I mean, what do they give? They probably would have given up, like, every single piece that helped them with Chandler, Deshaun Stevenson.
Well, I don't even know. It would have been a real weird trade because, like, we wouldn't have needed a center. Because back then, Perk was like young, burgeoning rookie.
Yeah, sure.
That's what he was, Withers.
I didn't disagree.
And like, we had Al Jefferson, Tony Allen, Rondo, and then Kevin Durant would have just been in the middle of that. Like, it probably would have just been like a lot of picks.
The picks that became the Paul Pierce picks. Wow, they became the Juice and Jaylen Brown and Tatum. All those picks.
No matter when we traded Pierce, we were going to get a shit ton of first round picks for him.
I don't think, if I was Paul Pierce, I don't think I would have told anybody that. I would have been like, yeah, I told him if they didn't draft Durant, I would have asked for a trade. I always knew that guy was going to be a star. T-Mac was like, if they draft that Dwight Howard guy, I want out. I want a Mecca Okafor. It's like, it was a bad idea. You probably should have stayed, Tracy.
It was more. We would have been clearly rebuilding. He wanted to go now, like try and win now. And he was like, Dallas, he thought was one piece away. He thought he could be that piece, be like the second scorer to Dirk.
Yeah, I guess.
Which is real weird because he won a title and he was the first option. So it's weird he was like so willing to take that second option.
Wait, this is before that or this is after that trade?
This was before the Garnett trade. Like, they were talking about trading Pierce, but once we got the 5 pick, it was like, well...
Oh, yeah, that was the Jeff Green.
Sure was.
Oh, boy. P.U.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
I'm glad he's a playable player now.
Yeah, he's like their 9th best player, so he, like, really all he does is just run straight, and every once in a while LeBron's like, oh, there's no one in front of him. Here's an easy 2 points, and he doesn't.
What he should have been all along. Maybe he's finally hit his stride.
Yeah, like when he was in OKC, he was asked to do a decent amount. When he was in Boston, he was like supposed to be like our second or first best player. Not the role he's suited for.
Yeah, no. There's
Memphis, he was supposed to be their outside shooter. Like, that's not what he does.
The wing piece they needed. Holy smokes, that draft was a fucking abomination.
Yeah.
Ugh. Who did Orlando get in that draft? No one, I'm sure. Well, yeah, I'm sure that pick was long traded. Sure was. I don't know. Here we go. Oh, yeah, Rodney Stuckey. That was a trade for Darko Milicic.
Ugh.
Awesome.
That was the steal of the draft that night.
Stuckman?
Yeah, I just remember the NBA, like the Chad Fords and them, they were like, oh, this kid's the real deal. He was the true gem in this draft. He should have went 5th.
Right. As he edited his mock draft after it already happened. Speaking of this year's draft, I think this is honestly the first year I think everybody from Kentucky should come back. I've never felt that way.
Yeah, no, you sure haven't. The only time I see you that I know you're talking about Kentucky is you're just like, man, this team stinks.
Oh, yeah. We fucking suck. Holy smokes, we're bad. I think this is the worst team Cal's had.
Is he on the hot seat?
It's hard to say. I think he's just waiting until Brad graduates, honestly. So I think like he's going to be on the hot seat for 2 more years. He can ride that out, and then I think he's out of here.
It's a tough way to go.
It's not great. It's not great.
Would his tenure be a failure if he didn't win another one?
I would say no. Like, just a ring at all and the names he has and continues to put into the draft. This isn't our most successful era, but I'd argue it's our most popular. Like, whatever happens after this, like, all the guys in the NBA are going to play for another 15 years. And you think of them, you think of him. So I couldn't call it a failure at all.
That's a good point. And, like, even him not being there, whoever's next could be, like, able to trade on that name. Just be like, no, it wasn't Cal. It was the institution that got these guys into the league.
Right. And even as they're all, like, grinning it up with Cal. It's like, yeah, no, it was the institution. They talked to like Towns and Booker. Like, no, it was definitely Calipari.
Yeah, I had no interest.
Yeah, I don't know. Booker was going to like Missouri before Cal came calling.
Ugh, he'd still be there.
Correct. A sophomore, yuck. But yes, we think everyone should come back. They won't, but everyone should.
Yeah, I feel like the middle of the first round is kind of like wide open for anyone.
And I don't know if that helps or hurts, honestly. Like because it's wide open, like maybe you just use the name to get in there, but because it's wide open, maybe the name doesn't mean as much.
I'd be shocked if Knox, even if he just continued to stink it up, still wasn't a lottery pick.
Oh yeah, I can't see him falling past. I would say 15. He's played a little bit better lately. Hamadou, that's the one who's fell off the cliff. Holy smokes.
It feels like you guys haven't had two of your players playing well simultaneously once all year.
It's a stretch to say we've had one of our players playing well. Like that's like the Nerlens team that made the NIT. They had stretches. They were inconsistent. This team isn't inconsistent. They're just bad. We're consistently bad, so there's no inconsistency here. And I don't know if Hamadou can do like a single thing outside jump and point fingers at his teammates. It's not been a great run. He probably should have went last year.
LeBron Diallo, wow.
Hey, it's worked out before.
Coming out last year, where do you think he would have fallen? Like the 20s?
I feel like they were so high on him. Let me see what the... I'm sure I could find a couple just horrendous names that were bust already. Let's see. 2017 draft. Okay, like, our good pal Francis Adu was telling me, like, Terrence Ferguson last year was, like, a shooter, and he shot horribly in a much worse league and went 21. So I think Hammy in that range, 20 to 25, which is probably where he goes this draft, best case scenario.
Right.
So, he probably, yeah, like Orlando 25th took Anzige Pasenix, an overseas gentleman. Okay. Yeah, 20 to 25, I think Hammy would have went last year. This year, I really don't know. I could see him killing the combine and still going top 20. Francis said that he didn't think it'd be a shock if he still went lottery. Like, GMs are stupid, and it only takes one. And, like, he's just going to show up and jump 48 inches. He's going to kill the combine. So, he might still go, like, 12th.
He's not wrong. I mean, Harry Giles went 20th, and he can't even stand up.
Dude. And never could. That's why I'm so fucking mad. I'm so pissed at what the Kings could be. They just cut Papa Gianni. He was their pick last year. He was a lottery pick of 2016. They were like, you know what? Yeah, it's not us. It's you. You're bad. Go away.
I did see that, and I meant to talk about it, but it was just, like, so funny in the moment, and then I just completely forgot about it.
And, the thing is, you know, he really stinks. Nobody's picked him up.
Right.
Like, that. Even the Spurs are like, Like, 20-year-old, he's still 20. 20-year-old lottery pick, I think we're good.
That's like calling Philip Dorsett, like, a first-round pick.
Like, yeah, technically it's true, but...
yeah.
It should have never been true. I typed in if the art don't praise the Kings for cutting him. Okay, I won't. Done and done.
Haven't planned on it.
Holy smokes. I know, let's see who did he go in front of? I know he went in front of he was a pick right before LeBron James. Wow. Holy hell.
I was just looking at the round of this most recent draft, and Eichhart, forgot all about him.
Black Eichhart, yes.
Torian Prince, no, he didn't even go after Torian Prince. Denzel Valentine.
Valentine's been fine.
Juan Hernan Gomez, not even Willie. Yabu.
Fair.
Henry
Wade Baldwin. Holy smokes. Imagine. Wade Baldwin's another one that got cut before his rookie deal was up. You really got to suck for them to just be like, no thanks.
Rookie deal? How about like the second year of your...
I was going to say, they might decline Baldwin's like second half of the season. They declined his post-All-Star break deal.
Yeah, I mean, Scal is like the best player. Deontay Murray.
Siakam, like those three.
All
right, Siakam. Imagine taking Bryce Johnson before Scal. Yuck.
Yeah, this was not a good draft.
No. Even a second, like, Cheek Diallo hasn't did what I thought he'd do. Ulis, he just got to shoot better. I feel like he's doing everything else. He just has to make shots or none of it matters.
A big part of it.
Brogdon hasn't been as good this year. McCall hasn't been nearly as good this year. It was like, what if somebody just maxes out McCall and makes them match it? Yeah, now, maybe. What if he just doesn't get signed at all? What about that? Yuck. Diamond Stone. Oh, boy. Kate Felder.
When I saw Diamond Stone's name for the first time, I was like, oh, that's a star.
Or a stripper. Or a star stripper.
Yeah, both.
Isaiah Whitehead's been cut loose. Demetrius Jackson, I feel like, has been in the league for several years. not a great draft. Yeah, Malik Beasley, didn't he just get traded? No, who just got traded? Malachi Richardson. Was he in the draft too? I think he was. Yep, 22.
Yeah.
It's almost like the Kings fucking suck.
The best part of it all too is they just had the 8 pick and they just traded it.
But like, even then, Chris has still got potential, I guess. But it was like Chris and Papagiannis Chris for Papagiannis and Scal, I think.
Yeah.
I could see you taking Chris, but it's never a good thing when it's like, would you rather have the 8th pick or the 28th pick 2 years in? I could go either way.
Yeah, the further away we get from this draft, the funnier it's going to be that, like, Jalen was considered a bad pick.
Oh, yeah. Like, I think that – I also think the Thon pick, because, it was a – risk at the time. Nobody thought he'd go that high, but it's like they bet on something.
Yeah,
like they bet on him becoming something rather than knowing Wade Baldwin was going to be trash.
Yeah, this draft stinks.
Good Lord, I hope this draft is better. this 2018 draft.
It would be hard not to be.
I don't know, man. It's just, like, again, by the numbers, just one of these, like, of Ayton, Bagley, Bamba, one of these guys, at least one of these guys is going to stink. Just completely stink.
Yeah. Yeah. They sure are.
But the Donk Man's a lock, though. Do you see that shot he made after the whistle that did not count at all? Hey, guys got it all.
That was the one that pushed me back to fuck this kid.
Man, oh man. Did you see it, though?
I hadn't been there since we first heard this guy's name. I've been like, yeah, I see the vision. That absolutely just ruined the document for me. I'll never.
How many NBA players you think could make that shot?
Every like, last.
Like, just after the whistle, just fucking around. Tony Allen could do that, like, with his foot.
Like, I remember, like, the Kids' Choice Awards, like, 1996, maybe. They just threw it to Shaq, who was just, like, at the Staples Center. I guess it wasn't 96 then. Like, 99, perhaps. Mm. And he's just sitting on the bench, and he just took a ball. Like, he accepted his Blimpy, or whatever the fuck their awards are called.
True.
And he just took a basketball and just threw it in the, like, didn't even look, just threw it at the hoop. I'm sure it wasn't the first take, but he still hit it.
Oh, yeah. Did you see the Jay Williams?
Yeah.
Like these guys do nothing. Like, practice is 20% practice, 80% fucking around. And I don't know, man. They didn't do it like Doncic, though. The whole whistle blows, everybody stops thing. It was a good move by him.
When I first saw, like the account and what it said, they were like, it didn't count. And I thought he was just going to, like, get fouled and, like, maybe, like, have, like, an actual dunk or, like, I don't even know, like, a three, like, full court three after the buzzer, something like that.
Right.
When I watched it, finally, and I saw what it was, I became visibly angry.
Sure.
And had to put down my phone for a series of hours.
Yeah, the first time I watched it, I honestly thought I missed it. I was like, did he do something first, and then he was just fucking around and hit the shot? Like, was, like, the move to get fouled just so ridiculous? Yeah. Regular move.
You're 100% correct. I had to watch it twice because I was like, oh, did he, like, break that guy's ankles? And then the more I watched it, I was like, in the NBA, this wouldn't have been a foul. He would have just, like, a player would have just avoided that guy and scored.
That's why he dominates, man. That's why he's numero uno, as they say in Croatia.
Yeah, I have seen some more pushback for that recently. Like, don't be mistaken. It's still him one, like, no one else. And I'm like, I must be mistaken.
The only thing I would say, like, it does scare me that everybody has a consensus one. Like, it probably shouldn't. But, like, even then with, I feel like just about every other draft, it's like, Fultz was one last year, but even then people are like, is he really one? I feel like the year before, who was 2017?
It was Simmons.
Or 16, I mean. Yeah, Simmons, like, even if it's like, if it was 80% Simmons, people are like, I don't know, he can't shoot. It still might be Ingram. This is just like everybody's on board. And anytime everybody's on board for something, I get nervous.
Yeah, I'm very not on. Like, people weren't this on board for Kristaps.
Yeah. I looked before, like, Towns. It was Towns, Okafor. Wiggins. That was, like, Wiggins, Parker, and Embiid. The year before, Anthony Bennett. Well, we did all agree Anthony Bennett should have went number one, so.
That's main Red Claw legend, Anthony Bennett, to you, pal.
Like, even the year before that was Anthony Davis, and it was still people trying, like, I don't, he's too frail, man.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't. It's my biggest miss by far. I didn't see, like, dominating terror like Anthony Davis that we now have in the NBA. Like, I didn't see it. And a lot of people, like, were on him. And I just was, I don't know. I don't know what I missed with him.
Yeah, that was when I was on day one. There's people like, you're biased. I'm like, yes, that's true. But I'm telling you, again, he's getting 8 shots a game and he can fucking do literally everything.
Right.
Like, I don't know. He's so frail, though. Yeah, he's not going to be 18 forever, you understand?
He is injury prone. We talk about it often.
It's true.
But you're right.
But just now, it's just like everybody's just, it's Doncic. It's him and everybody else. Him versus the field. That's what worries me more than like any of his, any of his, I still haven't really dove into his footage yet. But that, yeah, anybody always agreeing something is good always scares me.
Rose with his hometown holding the number one pick wasn't a lock.
Right. Like, before that, Kyrie definitely wasn't a lock.
Oh, hell no.
Wall, even then, you could have talked me into Cousins going number one. There was people telling me Evan Turner still should have went number one. Before that, Blake felt like a consensus number one, but I don't know. Was everybody like, yeah, he's 20 and 10 off the bat. He's going to be a super-duper star.
There was a lot of hype around him. Yeah. I don't remember anyone being, like, low on Blake Griffin.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to – that might be – and that was, what, 10 years? That was 09.
And I think a sophomore too, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was sophomore. I think it's mostly because, like, two was the beat. Three was Harden, and everybody was like, Harden, that's too high.
Right.
Four was, like, Evans, Rubio, Flynn. Steph was seven. So it was like, yeah, Blake's clearly the number one of these guys.
I feel like Tyreek got some buzz for a while.
Yeah. Man, oh, man, if Memphis just took Harden, holy smoke. You talk about a what if Paul Pierce was born 8 years later and if the Memphis Grizzlies took James Harden over Hashim to beat. Even Odin Durant.
Right. That was I was working for like the town paper and they had me like leading up to like draft day because like the Celtics were out of it like December that year.
Sure.
And so they knew I knew a lot of, like, coaches in the area and stuff, so they had me, like, call them and interview them, like, high school AAU-type coaches. Mm. And they were like, yeah, we want their take on who the Celtics should take if they get the number one pick. Like, this was well before the lottery happened. And every single coach picked Odin.
Of course.
And I concluded it with, like, yeah, I'd probably take the guy Ainge is like getting fined for like hugging his mom at every Texas.
Right.
And I got into arguments with like a few of the coaches I was real close with. I was like, we have like a 4 and a 5 already. They were like, oh yeah, you just get rid of them. What are you talking about?
Yeah, just sell them down the river. What can you do?
That was
good times.
Yeah. That was outrageous. Odin Durant.
The year before was Bargnani. I feel like that was the year it was like anybody literally couldn't go number one. Like, ooh. Aldridge was two, but I don't remember much, like, legit number. Like, he's a lock for number one. Adam Morrison, Tyrus Thomas, Sheldon Williams, and Brandon Roy. And I remember, like, the day of the draft, Orlando had the 11th pick. I was still hoping Roy would be there for us. And it was, like, legit. And he went six, and I was like, damn. But it wasn't, like, for certain he was going to be off the board.
Oh, yeah, no, every Celtics fan was convinced they were getting Brandon Roy that day. Instead, Sebastian Telfair.
No. That was Randy Foy.
Who we immediately traded.
I didn't scroll far enough. That's on me. Yuck. You talk about a lose-lose.
To be fair, every trade Ainge made leading up to the Garnett trade like was why he was able to make it.
Fair. Well, let's see. That was also I think, so Bassey was the year before, because Bassey's not in this draft. This is Rondo was in this draft.
We traded the pick just for Sebastian Telfair.
But I'm saying he must have been in his second year.
Oh, yeah, probably. I'm just saying.
Third, okay, yeah, I thought you were saying like we traded for the pick that became him. No, he was already in the NBA. I got you.
No, he was a proven player. I think he might have been like in the league 2 years by then.
Yuck. Lowry went three picks after Rondo. Holy smokes.
Oh, yeah. No, like, well, Lowry was, like, arguably the third best prospect off that team. I was a huge Alan Ray guy.
I mean, before he lost an eye, who wasn't?
Alan Ray has one of the top five, like, in-game dunks I've ever seen. He had a putback against the Bulls where I swear he jumped over all other nine people on the court to get.
Three guard things were really big then because I like D. Brown went in the second round from Illinois. I was like, he's going to be better than Deron Williams. Just watch.
I was right there with you.
Yeah, he's so fast.
He had the braids too. He was
looked the part.
He did. He was also like 5'4". That was
troublesome. But yeah, I say that to say that I clearly need to watch more Donkman tape.
Yeah, like, neither of us are against him being a good NBA player. It's the expected outcome. I just don't appreciate it comes down to, I don't believe people are watching that much European basketball. I refuse to believe.
Right, where he's just a lock.
Right, yeah, like, there's for sure guys in the industry who, like, that's their only job. Like, who's the guy who works for a draft? Like, Mike Schmidt, is he the guy who's, like, always overseas?
Yeah, I don't know. That guy, he might be, like, banned from the U.S. He didn't even write about you. LeBron, who? I don't... Like, is Larry Johnson still playing? That was the last name I remember before I left the States.
Him and Fran Fraschilla just, like, are constantly in hotels in, like, Bangladesh together.
And, yeah, they say he's number one, and that's all there is.
And I saw a lot of people getting upset because, like, the... Like, people who are like, oh, college is a tougher comp than what he's playing in. And so I saw someone going off on a rant like, well, do you think every D1 player just, like, stops playing basketball? No, they play over there, like, if they can't make the NBA.
Right.
I don't know if this is the best argument you're trying to make here.
I was going to say, yeah, I've seen both. I've seen it's, like, people that, like, they all think he's number one. It's like he's playing either the second or the third best league. I was like, I don't know. It's like a difference, right? If we can all agree there's a very big gap between one and whoever's two.
Correct.
Maybe there's a big gap between two and whoever's three. I don't know.
Yeah, it's all well and good. Like, if we're going to start, like, ranking the rest of the leagues in the world, I need whatever, like, Chinese league Marbury's been playing in. That one seems to have the most NBA players in it.
Yeah, fifth best league. The NBA actually bad.
Like, I see plenty of, like, Spain highlights. It's always, like Ivan Rapp, like, in players.
Just doing numbers.
Yeah, and, like, that's all well and good. I have no problems with that. But this Chinese league, like, the same one, like, especially during the lockout when, like, JR was over there and all these other players were over there, like, I have a hard time believing that's not at least third.
I need a mock draft of leagues. Give me that. I don't care who gets Doncic. I need a mock draft of league. So going forward, I know who'd be like, oh, he's in the, like, what was Giannis? Giannis was in, like, the 38th best league, right?
There's no way it was that good of a league.
Giannis is just, like, down at the local Y. You guys want to run?
Right. Like, there's definitely, like, the entertainers, like, basketball league. That league's definitely better than whatever Giannis is playing
in. Oh, for sure. The Terrell Owens, Brian McKnight backcourt? Are you kidding me?
Like, the G League's probably, like, what, 11th at worst?
I feel like it's got to be higher, right? Like, if you're going off the all these guys that couldn't make it go there, well, the guys that are one step below the NBA go to the G League.
Right.
So, 4 or 5?
Yeah, like, those guys are a phone call away.
Yeah, literally, like Perkins, literally a phone call away.
Kendrick Perkins is a phone call away from anything, like, a man can do on this planet. Like, he just picks up the phone, he's like, I'm in.
Yeah, I'll say no more. I'll get the deets when I'm there.
Yeah. But, yeah, I need to see either, like, hours logged on, like, your TV watching European basketball. Like, it's just... I can't believe all these people who, like, I know people who watch crazy amounts of college basketball. I don't know how they do it. It's a terrible thing to do, but I know people who do it. Right. And I believe them. I don't think these people are springing for, like, all these extra packages on their television to watch, like, the fifth best league in France. I just don't believe it.
Well, that sounds like, if it's that good of a league, like, how are they not putting more talent? That's the thing, right? I wonder, like, if he's doing it, like, yeah, they had 8 guys from that league come pro this year. Oh, okay. I don't know any of those other names. Maybe that's just me not doing my research yet.
Well, it's also like Brandon Paul is the exception, not the rule.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, Daniel Tice wasn't playing. I don't think he was playing in that same league. No, because he was in Germany. So it's like, I almost feel like all those leagues have one good team.
Right.
And, like, that's where all the good players go, and they're just playing, like, shit competition in the best.
Like, I think Darius Miller was in Germany last year or last couple years, and he's come in and it's like fourth and three. He's like, I don't know, maybe it is that comparison, but I don't know. Just I want to know more names again. Who's Doncic playing against?
I would be all in on, like, if this, like, let's say these people are right, these leagues are that sick. I would be all in on, like, adding a supplemental draft that's for players who started in college, then went overseas. Like, don't put them in the regular NBA draft. Put them in a separate one.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, let's try and get some, like the reclamation draft. And, like, get these, like, Brandon Pauls over here. If Quincy Miller and them, like, if you can be a rotational NBA player, I'm sure those guys exist in droves.
Oh, and what, like, send them to the G League or something?
No, just, like...
Or you just hold their rights, whatever league they're in?
No, it would be, like, if you took them in this, like, you'd bring them over for, like, maybe, like, a 1+1 deal, like, two-way contract where they can keep them, if you're, like... If your roster is, like, already filled, like, you can keep them in the G League, or, like, you could just have them. I guess you would treat it like a second-round pick contract where, like, you can just do whatever you want with them.
Right.
And, like, it's just like, oh, yeah, like, this guy went to Illinois. We didn't think he was that good, but he's a late bloomer. He developed in the 3 years he spent in France. Like, we would, like, instead of just trying to, like, sign them. Because I feel like they get lost, like, needle in a haystack that way.
Oh, yeah, it's like you spend 4 years at Illinois. Well, guess what? You had 4 years of shitty coaching. So I can see you being a late bloomer when you don't have shitty coaching. I think, if they go to every NBA team has a one-of-one G League representative, I think they could do, like, three rounds of the NBA draft.
Yeah, I saw someone tossing around that idea yesterday, adding a third round. I don't feel like we get enough undrafted free agents yet for – like warrant that. I feel like there's like if you get one like well-known role player every year from an undrafted free agent, like that's a big year.
Right. Again, I don't know. Scouts are pretty stupid though.
Argument. So you want
it should be 15, huh?
Yeah, you want to give them more chances to show how dumb they are?
No, I want them to hire me. Hit my line.
Well, it's an option. They have that option.
Yep, my line is open.
You are a U.S. citizen, able to work?
One of two.
So you can hire me. I'm not going to do the job.
Yeah, no. I mean, but the guy before me didn't either. So what's up with these lofty expectations?
Yeah, everyone's bad. You know who's not bad? Keeps.
Oh, boy.
Keeps is the easiest way to keep your hair. I thought just like living a life would have been an easy way, but it turns out it isn't. It's very difficult to keep your hair.
No, not unless you're like Paul George.
Paul George's hairline is like anyone else's mustache.
Yeah. Evie said it on Twitter. He's like, yeah, he pulls it over his eyes and goes to bed like a nightcap. That's Paul George's hairline.
It truly is like one of the modern marvels of the world.
That and I think Kyrie's beard is like Paul George's hairline. It's just, I think I could like walk out of the barbershop and he's already got stubble.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, like Kyrie during his introductory press conference with the Celtics was completely clean shaven.
Oh, yeah. Robert Townsend.
And then the next time we saw him, it was just like, oh, yep, there's full beard Kyrie again.
But yeah, he's 2 days away at all times from just having a full beard. You know why? I bet he uses Keeps.
He definitely does. I feel like James Harden's just never trimmed it. He's like, I could go to the barbershop or I could go to the strip club, and he never chooses the barbershop.
Yeah, he's like, he's had a standing appointment. His barber's like, James, I'm waiting here. I got caught up. I took a detour.
Like Kyrie could have that by like Thursday this week if he just didn't touch it the next like few days.
He could go into the strip club clean shaven and walk out some 12 hours later like Lou Will with just a full beard like Milos for the Clippers.
Yeah, Milos grows a very different type of beard, but
his beard just like runs into it. He's like, hello, you want the line? I want to be able to tuck it in my shirt, but anything above that, line it up.
Did you have any like kid in your school who like fifth grade was already like shaving?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, had like the mustache at like 8.
Yeah.
We had a kid in high school. I swear to God, his hairline would legitimately run into his eyebrows. Like, not even kidding. And it was funny as hell in high school. Now, green with envy.
Yeah, you were just like, oh, that must suck to be you. Now you're like, wow, there's way too much space between mine.
Wow, it must suck to be me. I wish I was you.
But it used to suck to be you. Not anymore, Withers.
Hmm?
Because Keeps offers the only two FDA-approved hair loss products clinically proven to keep the hair you have.
Oh, boy.
Sign up in less than 5 minutes. You think it's going to take 6 minutes? You're wrong, pal.
I'll say Kyrie's like, I don't have that much time. It's already growing back.
Keeps is entirely online and only $10 to $35 a month. So it's $1 a day or significantly less on average.
Fair. I'd pay $1 a day for a hairline.
You talk about a good investment.
Boy.
And apparently it would cost double this at a pharmacy.
Ugh.
Getting started with Keeps is so easy. You just answer a few questions and snap some probably terribly embarrassing photos, but only embarrassing in the interim. Those are going to be those nice before and after pictures you see on late night TV.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that's got to be. They send it back. We can't tell how bald your ugly ass really is. If you could get under a light, some natural sunlight, and send those back to us.
Yeah, sir, if you could please upgrade your phone from a Motorola Razr to something more modern.
Like, if you could have someone else take those. You want me to get my girl in here to see how bald I am? She already laughs at me.
The one thing I do like about watching shows that came out like a decade ago is it's a great way to see just how far we've come with, like, cell phone technology.
Oh, boy.
Like, they're using, like Verizon, like, LV chocolates in this.
Of course.
And like season one, there's sidekicks, and like season three, they're like playing music off their phones. I'm like, wow, that used to definitely not be a thing.
Oh yeah, you used to have like you pick your favorite 4 songs to put them on your phone,
and you could only play them as ringtones.
Oh yeah, just the polyphonic bullshit.
I give a lot of credit to everyone who was able to make money off ringtones. Shout out Little Flip.
Oh, boy. Shout out Soulja Boy. A trillionaire off ringtones.
It's true. When I think Soulja Boy, I think like he was definitely getting like early YouTube money too. Like I think Little Flip legitimately only made money off of ringtones.
Fair.
I'm not trying to paint Soulja into a corner here.
I was gonna say, please don't. 20 attacks.
There's an old Simpsons episode where Bart's playing with like toy soldiers. I can't remember what the episode is. And he says, "See you in hell, Soldier Boy." And I always thought if someone got into some serious beef with Soldier, that would have been a fire opening.
Ooh, I think Soldier's got to jump on it now.
Right.
Just take their legs out.
He's listening.
Hey, Soldier.
Soldier, if your hairline ever goes askew.
Askew! I'm sorry.
I'm never going to get mad there again.
I'm sorry. Yeah, that was bad.
A licensed doctor remotely reviews your information.
No, I'm going to stop doing that. Go ahead.
God damn.
Just don't say anything that rhymes with that. And we're good.
And gives, oh boy,
you the right prescription.
All without ever leaving your couch. No sarcastic banter there. Within 2 to 3 days, a 3-month supply of your treatment will arrive perfectly packaged at your door. Pretty good.
Yeah. Like I was like, my hair's been leaving for a lot longer than that, so I can wait a weekend.
Stop hair loss today the easy way with Keeps, offering customized treatment plans with only FDA-approved hair loss products for about $1 a day from the comfort of your couch. To receive your first month of treatment for free, go to
I'm sorry. I said I was done. I'm done now.
Keeps.com/Mick. That's KEEPS.com/MICK. That's a free month of treatment at Keeps.com/Mick. Keeps, hair today, hair tomorrow.
You'll be glad you did.
This show's over.
We just give the rest of the ads their money back. Like, just no, we couldn't.
Trust me, it was for the best. The Black Tux.
Hey now.
Is the easy way for guys to rent suits and tuxedos online.
Oh boy.
The Black Tux lets you create your look or choose from tons of stylist selected outfits.
I'm sure they're very pricey.
Well, suits, as you know, usually retail for $1,200. Feels like a very specific price. But at the Black Tux, they start at just 95 smackers.
You think the Shelby family went to Black Tux? I think they did.
Most likely, yes.
It comes like the armbands, the pocket watch, everything.
I can't imagine where else they would have went.
Yeah, that was a literal bootlegger.
Expert customer care has your back every step of the way, completely done online. You don't have to go to some sort of vestibule and get this done. With the Black Tux free home try-on, you can see the fit and feel the quality of your suit months before your event.
I like that. I'm like, I don't know how much weight I can gain.
After ordering, your suit will arrive 14 days before your event, which that sounds like a fair enough time. I can't do that much damage to my body in that short a period. I can try.
I was going
to
say, rookie.
If anything is less than perfect, the Black Tux will send you a free replacement right away. When your event's over, just drop your rental back in the mail. Shipping is free both ways. Again, as we've told you before, you just immediately find a mailbox on the street corner. You just take off your suit. You just jam it directly into the mailbox. It finds its way back.
You put a stamp on the cummerbund, and your work is done. Pat your hands together. Get the faux dust off of them, and you're good to go.
It's the least efficient way to clean your hands.
Like, yeah, I'm not sure what that ever did. Like, what substance could be on your hand where that would get them off?
Like a moth? Like a butterfly of some sort?
I feel like that would just smear it around.
To get $20 off your purchase, visit theblacktux.com/Mick.
Wait. They're only $95 and I get $20 off?
That's what they're saying. It must be a misprint. So you should probably, even if you don't have an event that like close, you should probably jump on this deal because like this misprint, they're going to have to honor it now. But once they realize the mistake they've made, they're going to cancel this one real quick.
I'm going to start like doing like my grocery shopping in a tux. But what happened to you? I jilted at the altar. I was also out of bananas.
That's theblacktux.com/MICK for $20 off your purchase. The Black Tux, premium rental suits and tuxedos delivered. Mm-hmm. And finally, where the hell is it? Oh, yeah. LinkedIn.
Oh, boy.
LinkedIn is more than the world's largest professional network. It's also a better way to find great talent.
Tell me more.
70% of the U.S. workforce is already on LinkedIn. That seems like a high amount.
I would say that's a lot of people.
Like, there's a lot of old people who don't even know how to use computers that still have jobs.
I would say, like, they talk about how Twitter's not growing. Twitter's like 15% of people. LinkedIn's got 70% of the workforce. Pretty good.
Businesses, not a single business, all of the businesses,
correct,
rate LinkedIn jobs 40% higher than job boards at delivering quality candidates. So basically, you can go somewhere else to find your next candidate for your little job position there. You're more likely to find a coach in Minnesota who wants to give Carl Anthony Towns a shot.
I'm saying we know that's impossible.
Right. Like, you go to LinkedIn, though. Oh, boy. Are you going to find the correct candidate more than 40% of the time better than anywhere else?
I feel like I need to explain, like, the concept of LinkedIn to my old man. Like, when I graduated college, my old man was like, yeah, you just put on a suit and just go establishment to establishment. you shake whoever's in charge hand them your resume. And, yeah, they give you an interview the next day. I was like, it doesn't work like that anymore. He's like, have you tried it? No, I haven't. I think you should try it.
Every parent over the age, every like father over the age of 50 thinks as long as you have a sport coat on, you're the most employable person on the planet.
It's like, yeah, like I'm perfectly equipped to sell vector knives door to door, and that's it. That's it. Yeah, you just go up to the CEO of Walmart, you shake his hand, you look him in the eyes. And you tell me why it'd be a mistake not to hire you. I'm like, security would tackle me long before that day. Did you try it? No, I didn't try it. I think you should.
How do you know that? You don't.
You got me there, Pop.
My father always used to pride himself on knowing how to use electronics, and it would always just be like the wrongest way ever.
Hey, he said he knew how to use them. He didn't say anything about it correctly.
Well, we'd just get into arguments. I'd be like, no, do it like this. You'll save hours off your of your day. It works just fine the way I'm doing it. I don't know.
Check in, mate.
Yeah, you're right. It still does technically work.
I type out everything, print it off, and then I copy it over by hand. It's a better touch. They like a hand. They like it handwritten. That's how I got my job in 1971. Things are still the same, yes. 45 years later, yes. Yes, Pop.
I don't see how they couldn't be.
Yeah, yes, Pop.
I can't even count the amount of times I had to go to an event where other, like, people my age would be, and I'd be the only one there in a sport coat.
Of course, man, I've worn more suits to casual attire events than I care to remember. You don't think anybody else at Jimmy's birthday party is going to be in a suit? No. But you don't want to be the only one not in a suit, right? I think you should wear the suit. It's a Chuck E. Cheese. You never know. Never know.
When I played basketball overseas when I was 16 for 2 weeks, and like the whole process leading up to that, like they just took kids from like random places all over the state and all over the country. And when we met in Massachusetts, like for the Massachusetts athletes going over, because it was for all different sports, we were supposed to it happened in Holland and Amsterdam. And so we had to do a social studies project on it.
Sure.
And my father must have made me spend 3 weeks on this thing.
Sure.
And when I got it was one of those trifold poster boards that
science fair time.
Oh yeah, like Office Max would have to get their special bag for you to carry it out because
can I have the science fair poster board? I gotta find my manager. He's got the keys. We keep that stuff under wrap.
It's like you need home delivery. We get a flat.
We can rent you a truck if you'd like to get one to just in case you mess up.
Yeah, we got a U-Haul spot right next door. Like this, and I knew their currency, all sorts of things. And then I got there, and other people had just it looked like they put crayon on a piece of white printer paper.
Sure.
And everyone had to give a presentation on what they learned, and I just pretended I had already went. I was like, I'm not going up there with this. Everyone's gonna fucking hate me.
Correct.
Yeah. And then afterwards, everyone was walking around. They're like, oh, who made this one? Must have been the teacher. It's way too detailed.
You're like, what a nerd. What nerd made that? Mick. Ah, there's nothing to see here.
I for sure didn't put my name on it. That would have been troublesome. But yeah, always the most prepared person to still end up where I would have had I done none of those things.
You didn't use LinkedIn.
I didn't. That part's true. I'd be the CEO of McDonald's, had I.
Mm-hmm. It's still time. Just go shake his hand. Look him in the eye.
I always got to speak up. That's what I always used to get. Like, just speak up.
Chin up. Chest out.
Don't be afraid to be heard.
Yeah, I heard people like face-to-face contact over actual job skills. Interesting.
You get none of that with LinkedIn, and they're hiring people like hotcakes. So clearly, someone was wrong here.
Yeah, somebody told a lie one day.
You post to job boards and hope you'll find the right person for your job. But think about it. How often do you check job boards?
Me? Seldom.
For most people, it's a pretty occasional thing.
Oops.
But there is a place where people go daily to grow professionally and explore job opportunities. In fact, 70% of the U.S. workforce is there, in case you forgot.
I had.
Little place I like to call LinkedIn.
Tell me more about it. I don't follow.
Well, you already know LinkedIn as the world's largest professional network. Well, it's also a better way to find great talent. Just ask any of the hundreds of thousands of businesses who have posted to LinkedIn jobs over the past year. I feel like my girl gets like 3 job offers like a week on LinkedIn. Like, it's just, she's just always like, oh yeah, these 3 companies like reached out to me on LinkedIn this week. I'm like, well, that, all right, are you going to take any of them? No, but it's nice to know.
Yeah, nice to know I've still got it.
Yeah.
It's like I haven't updated in 6 years. They're still offering me something out of college, but one day I'll get around to them.
And because LinkedIn considers skills, experiences, location, and more to match and promote your job to potential candidates, businesses rate LinkedIn jobs 40% higher than job boards at delivering quality candidates. 22 million professionals view and apply to jobs on LinkedIn every week in every industry, even yours and mine.
Wow. I didn't think they would do it in the dick selling, also professional athlete field like yours, but wow, every industry.
Every last one of them.
Hmm.
If you're not using LinkedIn for your hiring needs, you're missing out. I don't know what else to tell you. You're missing out.
You better give me some sort of deal or something. That's usually how these things conclude.
I feel like just telling you about LinkedIn's already been the deal, but if you're gonna break my arm here, go to linkedin.com/tape and get a $50 credit toward your first job post. That's linkedin.com/TAPE for your $50 credit today. Terms and conditions, they do apply.
Well, yeah. It's just in the fine print. When you get the job, go meet the CEO, shake his hand. My dad, did you write this fine print? Yeah, I got the job off LinkedIn.
Oh, boy. Greg Oden. Oh, no. We got Greg Oden news.
Oh, no.
Greg Oden will enter the Big 3 draft combine.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Yeah, why not?
Hey, with the Vic Damone news, I thought you were going to say Greg Oden died.
Oh, no. That would be no good.
It's a bad lead-in. Some more. Ooh, the Wizards are about to sign Ty Lawson, it appears.
Sure.
Seriously considering. That was 7 minutes ago by Woj, so yes, as soon as we hang up, it'll be a done deal.
Would you rather have modern Ty Lawson or modern Derrick Rose?
Dude. Probably modern Ty Lawson, honestly.
It's a bad... You're getting a bad player one way or the other.
I was going to say, I think I'd bet on the one that knows what consent is. I think he knows what consent is. I hope he knows what consent is.
Yeah, neither are all that great of humans.
Ty had his issues with drinking, I think. I'm not here to judge. But, yeah, a lesser of two evils, I reckon.
That's where I'm headed with that as well.
Good God, how can the Wizards not build a bench?
they haven't even tried. They're, like, it's been the furthest thing on their mind.
Oh, yeah, that was another. I wanted to hit it briefly. Like, I talked like Wall getting traded before the max kicked in. It doesn't kick in for 2 years, which I didn't know. I thought it kicked in next year, like most contract extensions. No, it, next year he makes $19 million, and then it jumps to 37. He really might get traded.
I, like 19, it doesn't feel like the pennies I remember him making of a year ago.
Of Reggie Jackson yesteryear.
I was going to say John Wall and Lou Williams have the same agent, but no, Lou Williams would kill to have John Wall's agent.
Oh, yeah. He's like, wait a minute. You can make more than $10 million per? Wow.
So, yeah, John got $37 million for his nice contract. That's a good chunk of change. They're like, no, Lou.
37 over what, 10 years?
The Magic Johnson contract.
Wall's at 18 this year, 19 next year. Then 37, 40, 44, 47. That's a lot of fucking loot.
Yeah. I know. I no longer feel bad for John Wall's money.
Yeah, no. I knew it was that big of a, I think it's like 4,168. I just thought it kicked in next year. So next year he's like, God damn, how can I stop being so broke? I've got one more year of this paltry lifestyle.
Peasantry.
But... yeah, like because his salary jumps like that, and again the cap is not jumping like that, I really think they're gonna have to consider trading him. They're certainly not gonna build a good roster around him.
No, it's gonna be like him for like Alexis Ojinka, like straight up.
Probably. Hey, all my baby boys together, I wouldn't hate it.
Like, I was
the year the contract kicks in. They have Otto Porter at 27, Beal at 27, Wall at 37, Jan Mahimny at 15. That's $107 million, just those four players.
And the cap is currently like 101, like 100?
The cap's 99 this year. It's going to be 101 next year. So for that year, like 105, maybe, if it gets a little frisky. And they've got 107 locked up in four players. Good God.
And only three starters. That's
well, Gortat will be expired. He makes $13 million, but it expires the year before, you know.
That's I feel better and better about Angel's plan every day.
Yeah. Again, like my whole in football, I do what Belichick does. I think I just do it. Like, I don't think the Spurs didn't sign any of those crazy deals the second the cap jumped. Maybe I'll wait it out like them.
No, but like a few seconds after the cap jump, they were like, all right, let's give LaMarcus and Pau Gasol more money.
Fine players. They didn't give him $47 million when they're going to be like, what? Good God. He's 27 now with bad knees. In 2023, he's been making $47 million. If he opts in, I don't want to put words in his mouth.
Yeah, I feel like Tatum's first big deal is going to be like 47 total. Based on where we are right now,
that man, it swings so quick that I really don't. I don't know. It could be one of those things like, he's going to play out the string. Oh, cap went right back up. He's getting 5 years, $700 million, or all it takes is that one player. Somebody like, who else is in his draft? Fultz signs first for 5 years, $5 million, and just fucks everybody else.
Yeah, that's probably exactly what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Like Jabari Parker, the picks directly above and behind him got $150 million. And one of those has also had serious injury concerns. But now he's signing in this post-Lou Will world. I don't know what he makes.
Oh, he's like somehow zero guaranteed money. He's going to have a football contract.
He's that Cameron Wake money. Russell Okung, or he just gets no guarantee. Yeah, I'm going to bet on myself. 5 straight years.
It's not great. Happy birthday, Gucci.
Yes, happy birthday, WAP.
And that, of course, means it's also one of your other favorites' birthdays.
Abraham Lincoln.
Yes. And also William Felton Russell.
It's Raymond Felton's birthday?
It could be. I have no...
Sure.
Raymond Felton seems like the kind of guy who every time he goes to Cheesecake Factory tells him it's his birthday.
I am Raymond Felton. Sir, you were here yesterday. The receipt's hanging out of your pocket. It's my birthday.
So I was born at midnight, so technically both days are really my birthday.
I was born leap year, so I celebrate every day in between the leap years.
I want to end with this because it was a thought I had yesterday. And do you remember when Last Train to Paris came out?
Sure don't.
Not like the day or anything, just like when it came out, did you listen to it?
No, I was going to say, is that a movie, an album? I don't know what that is.
Did he?
Oh, no. Never heard that.
I mean, you've heard most of the songs off of it.
I'm looking it up right now. Hello, Good Morning.
Yep. Just a dreadful song.
I was going to say, yeah, I think that's the only one I know.
That's simply not true. Is I'm Coming Home not on that album?
Coming Home, I don't know how that goes.
You 1,000% know how that goes.
Sing it for me.
I'm coming home, coming home. They play it at every fucking sporting event.
I'm thinking of fucking Daughtry.
That I don't know. That's a wild song for you to know.
It was on the old Hibbit Sporting Goods soundtrack. Oh yeah, that's the only portion of this. I had no idea it was Diddy.
Oh yeah.
No, because again, those are only 7 seconds I've heard of that song. So yes, I've heard approximately 9% of this album. Go on.
God damn it. I just remember when that song came out. Like, I didn't know why it was a big song then, and I certainly didn't think it was going to become like rival like Lose Yourself and In the Air Tonight by Phil Collins.
Lose My Mind by DMX.
But there's one more. Welcome to the Jungle.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. That's Inner Sandman is just going to eat forever.
Like, it's hard enough to create just like a hit single. But to get into that next level of just eternally going to be used at sporting events songs, I just didn't see that from Diddy when this song came out.
You didn't see it hitting a Bodak Yellow Heights?
It's way bigger than that.
Give it time. Again, they like every – you watch like the League Pass, they'll show people do like their halftime routine. Every single stadium does their dance routine and bleep out 80% of the words to Bodak Yellow. It's got some staying power.
I'm not disagreeing, but that happens every year with at least one or two songs.
That's what I'm saying, but one of those songs lasts throughout. I think it's going to be Bodak. It might not, but I think it's got the lasting power. Shades of Crank That Soulja Boy.
I could see the instrumental having staying power. I feel like 70% of the courts play music, like just instrumentals while gameplay is happening.
Sure. And then there's Sir Foster.
You're right. And he'll keep it going. But I don't know if the actual song itself, like the very few lyrics they allow through and all will stick.
Because Cardi's star keeps getting bigger. And if she's still around in a couple years, which something terrible would have to happen if she's not the move she's making now.
Right.
They're still going to, I don't know, just a bet. Just put a little money on that. And if you win, send it to me. If not, tough break. But yes, Diddy, I've heard of him.
Yeah. Just happy for him as well.
J. Cole wrote on that song. I did not know.
Ugh. No longer happy for Diddy. Yep, the man A. Cole.
And Jay-Z co-produced it. Yeah, I'm sure. Jay-Z was in there mixing and mastering.
Yeah, written by Sean Carter, Jermaine Cole. Nice to see J. Cole get a hit for once.
I was going to say, there's no way those two were in the same room at the time it was being written.
J. Cole knew what room Jay-Z was in. He just wasn't allowed inside.
Yeah, no. Skylar Grey, I don't know who that is.
She's the person Eminem puts on all of his songs for some reason. So that's why you don't know who she is.
I was going to say, I knew I had a negative disposition associated with that name.
Like that I'm Calling a Doctor song with Eminem and Dr. Dre from like 4 years ago.
I'm proud to say I don't know that one either.
Yeah, that song. I mean, you are talking about a stinker.
Oh, boy. Yeah, when you said Diddy, I was thinking of Dirty Money. It's the last Diddy album I haven't even heard, just the last one I'm aware of.
Yeah, I mean, Diddy makes moves.
So it's Diddy's birthday. Happy birthday, Diddy.
It's always Diddy's birthday. Every day.
Correct.
Are we going to get Diddy stories like we got Richard Pryor stories?
Oh, for certain. Ah, man, look. Just wait till Quincy Jones does another interview next month. Yeah, man, I saw Diddy fuck Buddy Holly. Buddy Holly died 7 months before Diddy was born. I saw what I saw.
I didn't say they were both alive.
You guys like Brazilian music?
That was the best part. He was asked about the cha-cha.
It just reminded me of like the old Donald Sterling, where he was like, yeah, I have them back of the limo, and sometimes they lick on me, and they lick on my feet. And they're like, Mr. Sterling, we ask you, is this your handwriting? Say what now?
That's like, did you watch the Robert Durst stuff on HBO?
Yeah, I was trying to think of the name of it. There's like a name, yeah, like the 4-part special or whatever.
Yeah, I can't remember the name of it at all either.
Let's see. I don't know. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
He like.
The Jinx. The Jinx is what it was. Yeah.
There, yeah. Like he would just like keep talking.
Right.
Like no one's pressing you. Like you don't have to say any of these things.
It's like, I need to go to the bathroom. Why did I kill her? Why? Robert, your mic is still hot. Oh. He's like, puts his hand over, it's just like a muffled, I killed her.
One of the all-time terrible, like everyone I think has a point in their life where they're like, yeah, I'd like to represent myself in court if push came to shove. I see that. That's like, I should never speak to anyone about anything.
Yeah, no. You just go up in court and just don't say anything, and you're like, he didn't lie. Innocent.
Yeah, it's from every show like about like dumb criminals or really just any criminals. It's always like, wow, if they had just not said anything and just kept demanding a lawyer, they'd be free right now.
Yep, but what can you do? Sometimes you just want to look cool in court. Like, I got these fits to get off. I can't wear them if we don't appeal.
I look real good in orange. It'd be a real shame.
Real shame if my black tux went to waste.
Yeah, load up on black tux and then just get arrested frequently.
Correct. Get all those fits off. Be like, do you have any last requests? Yes, if you could drop this suit in the mailbox, I'd greatly appreciate it.
And for you, anything. What am I fighting you? Pow. Yeah, rest in peace, Tom Brady.
Yes.
It's going to be a weird thing I'm going to have to cut yelling at Chino. Yeah.
You just edit him backwards so it sounds like you're yelling at Tom.
It's enough out of you.
Enough of you, bro, dude.
But Chino does this thing where he'll hear a noise like while he's asleep, and he just stands up and barks. Like, it's like, I'll take care of it.
Yeah, he pats his paws together, gets that dust off of him. He's like, my work here is done.
Like, you saw him run. You saw him.
Yeah, he's you won't be hearing from him no more.
What an idiot. Um, Rest in peace, Porter.
Yes.
Car care is fun for Flint.
Please.
Smash that donation button.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Bill Russell.
Hmm.
Who, I know you're not a fan, but his Twitter is just tremendous.
It is tremendous. And the picture of him flicking off people with Bill, is that new or old? I was like, I can never tell with Russell. It might not even be real.
I think it's real and new.
Okay. I was like, it might not be real, but I was like, if there's one person who just wouldn't give a fuck enough to do that, it'd be Billy. He didn't have on enough rings. That's why I was like, this might be fake. They didn't Photoshop enough of those things on him.
Yeah, unlike Brady keeps his rings in like a vault, like under the Atlantic Ocean.
Sure.
Bill just like carries around like change in his pocket.
Yeah. Who's running up?
No one who wants to continue living.
That's like not a so he could just wear them all on every finger at all time. He just walks through the worst neighborhoods at all time. Like Bill, you've got more rings. Yeah. Guy tried to take mine, I took his. How about it? Where'd you get that chain from?
He's got like Magic Johnson's rings. It's like Magic Johnson trying to steal your rings. He's like, look, things happen.
It's like a craft. Yeah, I put it on. He never asked for it back. You think I was gonna give it back? No. Billimir Putin.
Bill Russell actually burned down Kareem's house to get some rings.
A tall, gangly man was seen escaping on foot with several jazz records under his arm.
What a human being.
He's lived a full life. I'll give him that. Happy birthday, Billy.
Yeah, I think he's like 87.
That sounds right.
It's,
wait till the Quincy Jones stories about him come out. Yikes.
I'd kill everyone.
He's 84. He's a spry 84.
Oh, he's got time, though.
I remember that time Bill Russell fucked Marlon Brando while he fucked a mailbox. I don't know how he did it.
He's 87. I'd be nervous. 84. He's got 16 years minimum left.
Nah, he's still cooking.
I have less time left than Bill Russell.
You dirty dog.
I said, you dirty dog.
Looking right now, yeah, we should close this out. Bill Russell only made one all-defensive team. Problematic.
That can't possibly be correct.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it was 1969. Now, I'm sure that was the first year. It was his last year, so I'm almost certain it's probably the first defensive team ever. Only made one.
Yeah, that part's correct.
Let's see. Yep, 68-69, the first one. Walt Frazier made two. Bill didn't. Just saying.
Bill Russell actually bad.
I didn't want to say it. That guy's PR was a little low.
Times.
Huh?
I said, you've said it so many times.
That's what I said. I didn't want to say it again. That horse has been beat.
What a guy.
Thanks, pal. I'll try.
The NBA tweeted out a happy birthday to him, and the first response was, for two long seconds, my heart stopped. I was afraid to read the caption. Like this.
Yeah, it's you got to lead with that. It can't like they did one with the picture of John Witherspoon. It was like actor John Witherspoon. Oh, no. Celebrated his 60th birthday today. Oh.
Thank you God. Have to lead with the word happy.
Yeah, like, still alive.
Yeah.
Semicolon. Happy birthday to Billy Russell.
There's some poor guy out there who never finished the sentence. He's just walking around like, oh, man, Bill Russell's dead.
We lost Russell and Witherspoon the same week. Man.
The guy who just refuses to read the entire tweet.
I feel like they should do that for trending topics. Like, again, I'll see a name trending, and I'm like, oh, no. Like, one day it was like Stevie Wonder. I was like, God, no. It's like Stevie Wonder, shot a cute video with a cat. Look at this. I'm like, oh. We'll lead in somewhere another way, asshole.
Yeah, it's tough. You can't. Certain age, you just can't. Oh, who was the actor that did just die?
Vic Damone? Oh, Reg Cathy.
Yeah.
The late, great Dirty D of Pootie Tang fame.
Yeah, rest in peace.
Yes.
I knew I was forgetting someone. I guess rest in peace, Victor Mountu. He deserved it.
It's true. I hope he also rests in peace.
We need some people we don't like dying so we can not wish them well.
Yeah, I wouldn't wish them a thing.
Take that.
You'll never hear it because you're dead.
Oh!
Bada boom!
Yeah, Thursday. We got the curling preview, even though it's been going on.
I'm ready.
Olympic curling preview and also the All-Star Game preview. A match made in heaven.
I was going to say, I hope we can speed through the All-Star stuff and really sink our teeth into the curling.
I guarantee there will not be another show that does a joint curling All-Star Game preview.
Simmons is like, you bet? You want to bet, guys?
Yeah, this part's getting cut out. I can't have him stealing my gold. That son of a bitch will do it. You know, if Paul Pierce was born 8 years later and also in Alberta, Canada, he would be the Michael Jordan of curling.
He'd average 28 curls, 8 curls, and 9 curls on 50% curling.
God damn it. What a dickhead that guy is.
Oh, boy. Bye, Billy.
I just can't believe he said that and truly meant it.
Oh, he probably scaled down the numbers. He was like, 32, 11, and 11? His wife was like, maybe you reel it in?
His wife was like, you say this to me every day. I've yet to agree with you.
He's like, yeah, you're right. 50, 40, 88.